to do is sign this form. Yeah, and then just check this box that says you interviewed me, but that you don't have any openings at this time. That's all my parole officer needs. I have to turn in one of these each week. And thank you again for taking the time, honey. I mean, sir, shoot, just thank you. Jeez, this really is some office you have here. No, that's the wrong box. Ah, shit. Well, maybe we can just wait it out. Well, you ticked the box that says I'm hired, which, you know, that would be amazing, but I don't expect. Pardon? I got the job? I got the job? For real? Oh, holy shit, I got the job. Are you serious? Please be serious. Yes? Oh my god. Oh my god, okay. You won't be sorry, I promise. I really need this. Oh, Christ. This is, when Lisa told me her little brother started a company and needed a personal assistant, I thought she meant like a little garage computer repair company. This place is incredible. I mean, 3 floors in the biggest building downtown. I even saw you had a parking space with your name on it. I thought that was like pretty kick ass. I was like, oh, I used to babysit that guy. Hey, I won't make this weird for you. I was like your babysitter for a long time, but I can be professional. You'll see. Start tomorrow? Like tomorrow? For real? No, that's perfect. I need to get some new clothes. I don't have anything but stuff like this. Maybe Lisa has something I can borrow until I get paid. What? No, please. That's too much. Please put your wallet away. You don't need to. Okay. This is just. Thank you. Just for the job and the clothes, but for trusting me. Life didn't really turn out how I thought, you know. I made some really shitty choices, and I trusted the wrong people, and then one day you are just sitting in the county women's correctional facility celebrating your 40th birthday with a stale ding-dong in your hand. I'm not that person anymore. You'll see. Okay. I'll see you in the morning. Bright and early. Hello. Just checking in. You know, end of my first week and all. I brought you some lunch. I know you get hangry if you don't eat. And Julia ordered sushi for the office, but I remembered you hate fish since that time your dad took you fishing and made you clean all the fish. Ugh, yuck, right? So, I went down to the deli and got some peanut butter and ta-da! A peanut butter and banana sandwich, no crust. Oh, and look, Funyuns and a Mountain Dew. You love it? Good. I'll leave you alone. And, oh? Well, sure. I'll stay and keep you company. Here, let me get you a napkin. You don't want to get anything on your pants. Oh, shit. Wait. You have a big glob of peanut butter on your tie. Here, stay still. Well, you have that meeting with the board leader. Oh, and I think this is your only blue tie, and I know blue was always your favorite. No, stay there, you'll get it everywhere, silly. Let me just scooch right down in front of you and st- Stop moving. Shit. Oh, I need something to wipe this up with. Let me wipe it. Oh my God. I just spit on my boss's tie. Ew, right? There. Crisis averted. Hey, what are you watching there on your laptop? Oh my gosh, were you watching porn in the office? You know HR says that's a level 3 offense. Oh, you know I won't tell. Plus, you're the boss. It's my job to keep your secrets. I never told anyone about those magazines under your mattress when you were a kid, now did I? Oh my God, look at you blushing. But, do you want to show me what you were watching? I mean, it's important I know my boss's taste in everything from food to clothes to women. It's okay, honey. I really want to see. You can trust me. I want you to trust me. Gosh. She's a lot older than he is. Is that what you like? Older women? No, that's okay. Let it play. You know. Shh. Be still. I never thanked you for the job. I kept waiting and waiting for you to make the first move. No, shh. It's okay. Watch your little video. I just want to show you how much you can trust me, honey. There we go. This is a really nice cock, honey. Has anyone told you that? I mean, it's just the perfect fit for my soft little hand. Let me stroke it nice and slow. Just rubbing the tip and slowly sliding all the way down the base, up and down, over and over again. You don't want to watch your video, honey? Oh, you want to look at me? Well, that's just fine. You can watch me stroke your dick, hun. You ever think your babysitter would be on her knees with her hand wrapped around your cock while you fuck it? Oh, there we go. Yeah, baby, fuck my hand. Go on, fuck it like a pussy, baby boy. Just like a tight little pussy. Oh, Jesus wept, you are so hard. I haven't had my hand wrapped around a cock in a few years, sweetie. My tits? Well, I can't get out of this outfit that easily, but I'll give you a sneak peek. Here. Let me pull the top of my bra down. This way I can rub you against my big, soft nipples. Fuck, that feels good. Keep looking in my eyes, honey, while I hand fuck you. Don't stop looking in my eyes. While I rub your cock over my nipples. You give me a sign before you come, okay, honey? I'm just gonna rest my head on your thigh while I fuck your cock with my hand. I just like looking up at ya. You grew up so handsome. Oh, that's right, baby. That's right. Fuck your babysitter's hand. You can hold my tit if you want. I know you'll be gentle. Oh, there we go. It's okay. It's okay. This is just a little quickie. Plenty of time later on for more, right? Harder, baby. Yeah, fuck up into my hand. Oh, there we go. That's it. Oh, it's okay, baby. Don't hold back. I have a napkin right here. I don't want to get cum on this pretty blouse you bought me. It's the nicest thing I've owned in years. Oh, there we go. Just let your cum pump out onto my hand. Just like that. Oh, sweet fuck. That looks so good. Can I clean you up a little? I'll only do this for you, honey, if that's okay. Only for you and no one else. And if you want, I'll do it anytime you need me. Okay. Well, I'll be outside if you need anything. Now, you finish your sandwich, young man. Honey? Shit, sorry. I mean, sir? Are you okay? It's just that you've been kind of quiet the last few days. Is this about last week when I, you know, is it about that meeting I canceled with the finance team? Oh shit, am I fired? Are you firing me? You were just so busy and I thought you could use the extra time. I guess I've always been a little overprotective of you. Hey, remember that time Bobby Parker's older brother pushed you down in the mud and I went right up and kicked him square in the nuts? So I'm not fired? Okay, yes. Pinky promise, I'll stop asking that every time. Do you like the new chair I ordered? I mean, my boss should have the best chair in the office. This one reclines all the way back. See? Ta-da! You can put your feet up on your desk and just relax. Here, lean back. Let me massage your shoulders. No, seriously, I'm really good at it. Yeah, sure, you can lean back against me, honey. You think I smell good? Aw, go on with you. Well, thank you. It's just ivory soap. Nothing fancy. I think I've used it all my life. Maybe you remember I used to smell like this when I babysat you? Maybe when I tucked you in? I love your office, honey. Reminds me of your bedroom in your old house. It had everything you needed when your parents were fighting, when things were bad. And they were pretty bad sometimes, I remember. Or when the other kids at school made fun of you. You would lock yourself in your room and I was the only one who could get you out of a bad mood. Remember, we would watch your favorite shows and play those games and, oh my god, the amount of books we read. I'm gonna do that for you now. Just help you relax. Make you feel good. And I really need to. I just, oh Jesus, shit, I'm so sorry. fuck, Brenda in HR is gonna kill me. I'm sorry, I just got confused leaning over you and you were looking at me like that. I don't know what I was thinking. It's okay. You've been so kind, so sweet to me, and I don't see anyone doing nice things for you. Nobody knows the real you like me. Here. Shh. Let me. I want to do this. I need to do this, honey. I'm gonna unbutton my blouse for you. I am. I wanna show you my tits. Is that okay? I know you've been looking at them all week, wondering how they might have changed since we were both kids. It's okay. I want to show them to you. Right here in your office. You know, we knew you used to spy on us out by the pool. It always made your sister mad, but I didn't mind. I thought you were cute, watching us lay out, our tops unsnapped, hoping for a glimpse of your babysitter's breasts. I always made sure to give you a good long peek, didn't I? I used to think, one day, some lucky girl is gonna snag the grown-up version of this sweet little guy. Yeah, unbutton it for me. Oh, run your hands over my bra. Take your time, honey. Lightly trace the outline of my breasts, barely touching them. Cup them with both hands and squeeze them just a little bit. Oh, feel the firm, heavy weight of my tits in your hands. See how big they are. No one has touched me in years, honey. Saved it all up for you, my sweet young man. Slip your hands under my bra. Can you feel my nipples, honey? Oh yeah, run your thumbs over them. That's nice. Oh, you're making them hard, honey. You're gonna have me purring in your lap in a second. Pull my breasts out just a little so my nipples sit over my bra. Oh god. Yeah, kiss them, please. I wanna just pull your mouth onto my tit and feel you sucking on it. Pull my other breast out also. Just leave my nipples peeking out over the top of my blouse. I haven't had anyone suck on my tits in years. I think they're still pretty fucking nice. No one. I was in that place for almost 2 years, and since then, I haven't found anyone I could trust or anyone that I liked, but... Yeah, I do, honey. I trust you. I feel safe with you. Here, unclasp my bra. Right here at the front. See these little clips? Yeah, just pull them apart. I know you always wanted to see my breasts. It's okay. You can see and touch them now. How many boys get to see and touch and kiss their babysitter's tits, even if it is 15 years late. Put your mouth on my tits, honey, just like that. Just fucking like that. Oh, you are scratching mama's itch, baby. Oh, I'm gonna hold your mouth to my nipple, baby. You just suck on it, will ya? Pretty please. Oh, hard is okay. Hard is good. Oh, fuck. Oh, do you remember when I would put you to bed with a little kiss on your cheek? The effect it had on you down there. I could always tell when I had your attention. I'm flattered I can still get your attention at my age. Here, take my nipple back all the way into your mouth. Suck on it really hard, baby. Pull it into your mouth between your teeth and just suck it. While I touch you, stroke you through your pants. Latch onto it, honey. Yeah, milk me, please. Oh, please milk my tits, baby. Oh, yes. Oh, that feels so good, honey. Your mouth on my nipples. Oh, that's perfect. That's, oh, fuck, that's heavenly. Yeah, keep sucking them. They both need your mouth. Isn't this nice? Your babysitter's tits in your mouth and her hand on your cock. Oh, my hand isn't actually on your cock. How about now? Is my hand on your cock now, honey? Baby, you are making me so wet. Oh, your mouth latched onto my nipple, sucking like that. You are so goddamn gentle. Do you know, I have been wanting to wrap my lips around your cock all week. I take it between my soft, round tits. Oh, I would love to take your cock between my tits, honey. You stay there. Let me crawl over to you on my knees. I'll crawl to suck your cock, honey. Oh no, this is fine. On my knees, in front of my boss. Kissing the tip of the cock. Of the boy I used to babysit all those years ago. The boy I was sure was furiously stroking this cock the moment I left his room. You know, after leaning over him, letting my long brown hair and my soft round tits press against him. Kissing his cheek, maybe a little too long. This is more than fine, honey. This is perfect. This is where I belong. I mean, I think we've had this date with each other from the very beginning. Good boy. What a special man you've become. Handsome, smart, kind, sexy as fuck. Oh. time your babysitter's big, soft, round, 4-year-old tits were wrapped around your cock. Look in my eyes, honey. Will I titty fuck you? Let me show you how grateful I am for you. Did you like how I sucked your cock? I almost let you come in my mouth just now, but we can take our time. Here, bring your cock home to my tits, honey. Bring them home, baby boy. Do you know the day you hired me, when you took me off the streets, I went home and I masturbated? I didn't mean to, but suddenly I was lying in my bed, dressed in the clothes you paid for, and I just had one knee pulled up and my legs spread wide before I know it, slipping 2 fingers in and out of my cunt, and all I could think was about kissing you. If you had called me that night, or any other night since, and told me to come over and fuck you, I would have. I would have put on the sluttiest thing I owned and took your cock until you came inside my pussy, baby. Do you like my nipples grazing your shaft? Yeah, I like that, honey. Fuck my tits. Yeah, just push right between them. Just like that. Oh, your cock is the perfect shape for my breasts, do you see? Oh, your cock lies right between them while I squeeze my tits together. As it slides up between the pale, soft valley of my breasts. I want my tits to be a safe, warm place for your cock lover. See how good that looks? How natural it is for your cock to be right between my tits. Oh, I was gonna save something for next time. But I really need your cock in my pussy. I like sucking cock, baby boy. But what I really love is getting fucked in every hole I have. This was gonna be just for you. Just show you how grateful I am for giving me a second chance. Taking a chance on a 40-year-old has-been prom queen with a record, but right now I really just need to be fucked by someone who remembers me as the girl I used to be. Someone who really likes me. Will you fuck me? Please. All week I've been waiting, thinking maybe this is the day my baby boy finally fucks his babysitter. Maybe today he remembers how pretty I used to be once upon a time. Not on the floor. No, not in the chair either, young man. There's only one place I want to be fucked, honey, and that's right on your desk. Question is, will you fuck me from behind, bent over your desk and pounded hard like a cheap whore? Or will you lay me down gently, my sweet young man, in my arms, spread my legs wide and wrap them around your hips while I pull you into my wet, dripping cunt? My choice? Oh, I want you on top of me, honey, so I can hold you, see you, kiss you, and feel you while you give your babysitter your baby batter. here. Let me just move this stuff out of the way. I'll tidy it up later. Just unzips on the side. Oh, there you go. Oh, yes, please leave the shirt and tie on, honey. It gets mommy's box a rockin'. Did I tell you I have a little bit of a mommy thing? Might be more than a little bit, sweetie. So many possibilities. Push me back. Don't be shy. Come on, give me your cock, honey. Give your slutty, needy, free use babysitter a nice deep fuck. That's what she needs. Oh, yes, here. Oh, no, we fit. Here, just... Oh, honey, can I put it in, please? Oh, yes, I really, really want to. Just, yes. Oh, fuck yes. Rub the tip over my wet little cunt. Between the folds of my pussy and into my tight, needy fuckhole. I want to feel your cock sliding against my lips. I want to appreciate the moment right before I become your whore. Is that okay, honey? Can I be your little whore? Do you feel how wet I am for you? How much I need this? Do you feel how much I need you? Please, baby, please. Fuck your little whore. Christen my cunt with your cock. Yeah, let me just put you right. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it. Oh, gosh, that's tight. Oh, you're pushing right past my lips. Sliding inside of me. Oh, so goddamn deep. Go slow, honey. Yeah, fuck me slow. Just fuck me really slow. You know what to do, right? Yeah. Just slide your cock into your pretty little babysitter's cunt. Oh, show her what she's good for. You're the boss of my pussy, baby. You're the boss of... fuck all of my holes. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, that's so good. Oh, yes. Fuck. Oh, shit. I'm gonna come already. God damn it. I'm gonna come already, baby. It's just been so long. It started when you were sucking on my tits, honey. Faster, baby. Yeah, keep going. Oh, fuck my cunt. You perfect motherfucker. Yeah. Oh, sweet fuck. Keep doing that. Yeah, just like that, honey. Oh, baby. Oh, you made me come so good. Oh, you made me come all over your cock. Oh, are you close, honey? Yeah. Where do you want to come? I want you to finish in my mouth. Yeah, I do. It's just... Oh, fuck. I wasn't planning this. I'm not... No, I'm not on birth control, and we should talk about that before you... You know. But I don't mind if you want. If you want that from me. You have to fill me up with your cum. I'll take it, honey. I'll keep it safe. Even if you want me to have your... If you wanna, you know, put a baby in your babysitter. I'm not too old to be bred. Plenty of time to make a baby or two in your babysitter's lonely, needy, serviceable womb. Oh, I do have those birthing hips, as my mama would say. Oh my god. What do you think HR would say about that? Here. Let's just... Let me climb down on my knees. Help me down. Yeah. No, it's okay, honey. Here. Fuck my mouth. Push your cock in my mouth. Yeah, just hold my face and you push your cock all the way down my throat. You can go deep, baby. All the way. I can take it. I'm good at it. Do it. Fuck my mouth. Fuck it. Fuck it hard. Take it all out on me, honey. Don't look away. Just look at your babysitter on her knees, tits out, ready to swallow a belly full of your cum. This is what gratitude looks like, honey. This is what real respect looks like. I want you to fuck your babysitter's mouth and cum all the way down her throat. Can you do that, honey? Skull fuck me. Skull fuck your babysitter and cum down my throat. Holy shit. That was a lot of cum, honey. You shouldn't save it up like that. I think I'll put a weekly massage on your calendar. Or maybe twice weekly. Was this... Did I... I know. I'm not fired. I'll stop asking. Let me tidy your desk. You have your 2 p.m. and we need to get you ready. Yeah, I did. I loved it. I love you. It was worth the wait, baby boy. Oh, what's this? A corporate credit card with my name on it? Are you spoiling me? Hey, what if I'm that lucky girl who snags that grown-up version of you? Okay, back to work, mister.